Evening everybody, this is Polyvinyl Craftsman Transmission 250. We mentioned last week that we were going to do an outside broadcast, which is what we're going to do. We are live from Highgate Cemetery in London. I'm just waiting on Mr. Lagden and Mr. Miggins, and then we can start off with some tunes. Hopefully they'll be here soon. We're going to get lots and lots of dead air. It looks like somebody's coming. Hello Miggins, how are you?
It's a bit cold. Chilly in the air, isn't it?
Any sign of Lagden yet?
No, just arrived, so I haven't seen him. I didn't see him en route. So.
Okay, well, we'll get going, and then once he's here, he can bring some of his records and start on. Something else we can start with this week, we found ourselves a theme tune.
The world had ever seen. She went down in the Atlantic on a diving test with 129 men, and they ain't come back yet. In 1963, the pressure was lost in the raging sea. The Admiral of the Navy and all of its crew stood standing by crying, "Lord, what shall we do?" In Portsmouth, New Hampshire, in a chapel by the sea, the families of the men cried, "Have mercy on us." She was lost in the raging sea.
Thank you. but not belong with the heat and the home. Well, I just couldn't let her go.
Right, this is Biggins. As you can see, it's spooking me a little bit out here in this. It's chilly. It is a chilly night. And we forgot to say that, this is 250 Polyvinyl Craftsman, 250th show. And we decided to do it here, of all bloody places. Right, so I started off with Abner J with a track called The Thresher, and that's from the original folk song style of Abner J album. And then I played Johnny Burnett Trio with Trey Kemp's Rolling. And maybe a little bonfire. Any sign of Lagden yet? I'm starting to get worried. Right, now I'm going to continue this chilly evening with the Subsonics from the Die Bobby Die album, and it's A Lot to Learn. I have got a lot to learn. It's just spooking me out here. Some of you may have heard that was actually Parasite and not A Lot to Learn, as I have got A Lot to Learn. But I must say, it's just a bit spooky out here, really. I thought this would be a bit of a giggle, but I'm beginning to regret that already. Anyway, I'm going to hand you over to Mr. Cooper now.
Hello. Right, we chose Highgate Cemetery because it's got a history of ghosts and vampires, apparently, and cults and all sorts of other stuff. And there's lots of famous people buried here as well. So if we get a chance, we might do a bit of roving at some point during the evening. Go and have a look. And have a look at some of the gravestones, let you know who's here. So my first one for the evening is going to be the Cramps with TV Set.
You a million hugs. You look so good, I'll cover it up with.
Phillies. Who was that? Oh, it was the Detroit Cobras with Bad Girl. So that is their cover of a Oblivion song, which was Bad Boy, obviously. Right. Oh, this is all very confusing. It has started raining now, so we are trying to cover everything up at the same time. All sorts going on, but and so forth, I suppose. Yeah, we'll soldier on. We'll see. Fucking hell, was that? Is that a cat? That's a cat. Oh, fuck, there's two cats. We've got cats fighting now as well. It's getting silly. Right, I'm going to play a song. This is a new single by the...
back on. I'm going to do another three now. I'm going to start with Kepi Gooley, and it's a track called When I'm Gone, which may be me sooner rather than later.
You're gonna miss me when I'm gone. See all the things that you did wrong. You'll wish I'm gone.
Okay, that was Le Pêcheur with a track called Apocalypse. It's like Luke's gone off for a wander. He said, "Don't worry about it. I'm just going to go off look at some of these famous graves. I'm staying here because at least I've got the lights by these decks." But yeah, I'm not. I don't want to hang around too. So we're finished up tonight, and we've got loads more to come. But I won't be hanging around after that. Right, so I'm going to carry on now with the Shivas. This is called Sad, Sad Sorrow. From a little wander, see if we can see any sign of Mr. Lagden, but at the moment it doesn't appear to be any. We're actually in the East Cemetery here. There's an East Cemetery and there's a West Cemetery, so on my way over I had a quick look around, and I actually tripped over Jeremy Beadle's gravestone. So how's about that then? He's still joking when he's rolling around in the grave. And just after that was Douglas Adams, who wrote the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
and various other books. I'm going to carry on now with the Limignanas. This is 12-inch. It's the Garden of Love, and it's the Mardi Mouillé mix by Andrew Weatherall.
Yep.
Some Essex Hardbeat Herberts. That was Nitzareb with Control, I'm Here. I am now going to play something Italian. Those are not what they seem. It is Doris Norton with a track called Norton Apple Software, which is from 1984, and this is from an LP called Mutazioni, which is fuck's that creaky door? It's not a tomb opening up over there, is it, Miggins?
No, I'm not to think about it.
Some Italian electronic and new wave underground shit from 1980 to 1988. So this is Doris Norton. Mm.
dogs behind his back to teach him how to swim. They put blood in his coffee and milk his gin. They stood over the soldier in the midst of the swallow. There was war in his body and it caused his brain to holler. Make the sacrifice, mutilate my face. If you need someone to kill, I'm a man without a will. Wash the razor in the rain, let me luxuriate in pain. Please don't set me free, that means a lot to me. The pain was lean and it made him scream. He knew it was alive. He put a pin through the nipples on his chest. He thought he was the same. I made love to my mother, kill my father and my brother. What am I to do? When a sin goes to far, it's like a runaway car. It cannot be controlled. Spit upon his face and scream. There's nowhere to pass the name. This is the play you're thinking you are in. What will you say? Take the blue mask down from my face and look me in the eye. I get a thrill from punishment. I've always been that way. I love and despise repentance. You are permanently stained. Your weakness buys indifference and indiscretion in the streets. Dirt is what you are and clean is what you're not. You deserve to be sound like bait. Make the sacrifice, take it all the way. There's no rope high enough to stop this desperate day. Don't take death away. Cut the finger at the joint. Put the stallion at his mount and stuff it in his mouth.
Okay, this is Miggins back on again. That was Lou Reed from the Blue Mask album with the track Blue Mask. It's getting a bit chilly out here. It's just, I thought this would be a good fun, but and we've still not seen Lagden at all. He was meant to meet us here, and he hasn't arrived. He hasn't got a phone, so we're a bit... don't know what to do with that. So,
raining!
And now it's raining. Couldn't really get much worse. I thought I'll follow the Blue Mars. And before that I played Jammed Entrance by the OCs, and so now I'm going to play a little bit of Rain and Sound. Just in time for the Thunders and stuff that's going to hit us next. And I'm going to play that would be it.
She got a paper. Yeah.
eyes are set on style, you're hotter than the sun. I love to see you shine, cause you really blow my mind. Your heartbeat's like a drum, it hammers when you come to terms with you and me. Our love set us free. Synthesize me, hypnotize me, humanize me, energize me, synthesize me, hypnotize me, humanize me, energize me.
Called Synthesize Me. I had a quick wander while that one was on, and Megan's one was on previous to that. I found Karl Marx's mausoleum tomb, which is very impressive, and also found Malcolm McLaren's as well. So there really are lots and lots of different people here, lots of dead people. I thought a bit of culture. Supposed to be, isn't it? So yeah, this next one, I thought as it's a Halloween-y show, I will play a Halloween song. This is called It's Halloween. It's by The Shags from their Philosophy of the World LP.
Why, even Dracula will be there. It's time for games, it's time for fun. Not for just one, but for everyone. The jack-o'-lanterns are all lit up. All the dummies are made and stuff. By just looking, you will see. It's the time of year again. It's Halloween, it's Halloween. All the kids are happy and gay. There doesn't seem to be a cloud in their way. But when it's over and they've had all their fun, they'll wish that Halloween had just begun. It's time for fun, not for just one, but for everyone. It's Halloween, it's Halloween, it's Halloween. It's Halloween. It's Halloween.
It's Halloween. Right, from one fairly amateur, or exceedingly amateur track to another one. This is by Rod Keith. It's from a compilation called The Music of Rod Keith, I Died Today. The song's called I Died Today. So what this is something which our American listeners might know, British, European may not. It's something called song poems. So in the back... Is that creaking again? In the back of the comics magazines in the States, 60s, maybe 70s, you could send in lyrics that you might have written, and people would put them to music, record them, and send you back a record. So Rod Keith is the most famous exponent of the song poem. I've got some more of this sort of crap coming, so if you enjoy this, there will be more. If you don't, tough titties, basically. This is Rod Keith with I Died Today.
It was a dark and a rainy night. The headlights were really too bright. I was thinking of my kids and of my darling wife. My sales were down, my pay was small, and I needed money bad. I couldn't pay the mortgage to even keep the things we had. Then through the night there came a light. A hobo wanted a ride. I brought my old car to a stop, and he got in by my side. Continued on, just we two. His presence seemed to calm my nerves, but the road was wet and my vision blurred, and I didn't see the curve. When I awoke, I saw the flames and the people through the trees. I knew from their conversation they thought the hobo was me. I'm sorry for the sorrow I caused, but there's a lot more sorrow for me. And I know my wife and kids can live on my double indemnity. I just watched the hearse pull out and the family drive away. It's awfully hard for me to go, but you know, I died today.
Especially the one that you named Remains. More even than that, I like the chain of events that brought you before me. Sunlight light the dust across the slatted blinds. 10 grey straight lips with a cord, that white cord that unwinds. Then a tense toothless summer smile, and there's you skulking in my room. If I was you, I'd throw that swivel chair right up my head. After all, I recall what you seem to wish you had forgotten that you said, what your lips did beneath your white mustache. The day diver, a grey lag goose, a whooper swan fashioning his long white neck into a noose. You were hanging out, you were hanging loose, you were a busy little bee. And now when I close my eyes, I see kicking chorus girl legs, I see black and white photographs hanging from little wooden pegs. I see the morning light like I just emerged from a dark room. But when I fly, it will be effortful, like swimming in the air. And if I plug my nose with TCP, I could still smell your burning hair. And I could still hear you sing. The day like your clothes, and the mosquitoes like your skin, and the voices in your head are obsessed with the din and the rage and the rumble of the sea. And the long lost West Coast memory, it's like one word from me could open up the trees, the sky, the earth, the summer breeze. Like a gigantic skeleton key, one well chosen word. The days ran away from me. The days. Days ran away from me.
Okay, that was the Wave Pictures from A Season in Hull with a track called Remains. So now I'm going to play Stanley Brinks and the Wave Pictures from My Arse. Ass. I pulled it out of my arse. Yeah, no, my ass. Is it? Well, he's got to be here soon. I mean, where can he be? You know, we're nearly done. Oh dear. Right. Anyway, right. We'll try and motor on. So this is Stanley Brinks and the Wave Pictures. My ass album. And I'm going to play you Love Me 2.
You gave me nothing but hope, a few laters and a lot of maybes. No substance, no dope, no truth out of the mouths of ladies. You said so long once more, then ciao and then good day. Be it back from behind the door, and almost started to say, I love you, 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 and you are gonna love me too. With all the men in the city groveling at your feet, you could spot stupidity in a heartbeat. I shouldn't have let you choose, that wasn't fortunate. I should have put myself in your shoes, instead I put my foot in it. But I love you, 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 and you are gonna love me too.
Scared scared of jumping off the truck in high gear. He went a sniffing and he would go. It's the best old hound dog I ever did know. That old King was a friend of mine. Never knew a dog that was half as fine. I may find one, you never do know, 'cause I still got a long way to go. His name was King. I told the dog about everything. Old King sure meant a lot to me, but that hound dog is history.
You're listening to Polyvinyl Craftsman, transmission 250. 250 shows. Well, I never. Who would have thought? This is Neighbor Neighbor by Jimmy Hughes.
Neighbor, neighbor, don't wonder what goes on in my home. Always looking for something to gossip about. You're going around from door to door, running your mouth about things you don't know. Neighbor, neighbor, don't wonder what's going on in my home. Neighbor, neighbor, don't worry how I make my bread.
holding out too much hope for Mr. Logan now. Fucking hell, the cats are back again. Give him a kick, Miggins. Yeah, we've only got a permit to record here till 10 o'clock. We have to get that from the Friends of Highgate Cemetery, and we're running short of time now, so hopefully the Lagers will get here, but we'll have to wait and see now. So, right, fuck off! Right, my next one is going to be Raspberry Beret by Prince.
And I'm quite chuffed about that, because I'll be getting out here as sharp as possible. I hope Lagden turns up before I go, but if not, I'll be writing him a really big note.
So this is Supergrass, late in the day.
Things that you say so long. 5 years. What's so impressive
is there is no doubt in my mind. They'll just say I get by with your way. Oh, it's such a beautiful crime. Love you till I'm 99. Be effective. I had to be the schmuck who tries to be smart. I had to be obsessive in my compulsion, in the effort of playing my part. So don't relax me, Mr. Gatsby, and leave thy bachelors home. 'Cause here by your side I'm so pious and kind. I love your stadium so.
Right, okay, I've got one more to play now. And I must admit, it's like, I won't be sad to be getting out of here. I'm not even sure I'm going to hang around for Cooper to pack up. I'm just going to play my last one, and I'm going to shoo off as quick as possible. And you know, whose idea was this, coming out here doing this lonely retreat? Lagdon's idea, that's what I mean, his idea, and he ain't even shown up. Been here all night, here we are, just me and Coop in this bloody cold graveyard. Anyway, so I'm going to play this next record, which is exactly what I'm going to do the first chance I get.
And chips, cup of tea, slice of bread and butter, pass the sauce, tomato, I'll have another cup of, 'cause I'm mad about the dough, working at the corner caff, can't keep away from lurking at the corner gaff, I'll never stop eating rasher fried beans on toast, now a cup of cocoa, believe me mate, she's the most. Fairly drives me loco. Blonde hair, blue eyes, figure that's a must. I'm gonna make her my doll if I eat till I bust. So I say kipper fried bread and jam. Now I've got a question, can I scoff grilled ham? It gives me indigestion, but I'm crazy for the doll. Working at the corner cafe, spend all my spare time lurking at the corner gaff. Get a load of this now. Had a bit of luck though, taking her out Saturday night, dancing at the Pally. If I play my cards right, we might get really pally. I'm gonna date her for later, I'll hope she'll be my steady. And when I know she's my gal, we'll go down to the corner cafe and order two eggs and chips, two cups of tea. Gotta have a meal like, what love? Sorry love, you have what you feel like, 'cause I'm mad about you darling. tell me that you love me too, 'cause until you do, I'll never stay away from you. And eating egg and chips, cup of tea, rasher fried, beans on toast, kipper grilled, bread and jam, piece of cake, etc., 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 etc.
All right, Coop, shall I go off and look for Lagden while you play the last few records?
Well, I'll play three more, and then if Lagden turns up, he can finish us off.
I'll go round the graveyard once, but that's it. After right. that, I'm
well,
off.
Well,
I'm
have, not... have a look around the West Cemetery. See the if West he's Cemetery. Over there.
Right, okay, I'll go over there, but, you know,
all right.
I'm not going to be that long about it.
Right, this is the Boys from their Boys Only LP. And the song I'm going to play you is called Gabrielle.
Passing by.
No, I've been round there. I've been round the West Cemetery. I can't see him anywhere. I don't know where he is. I just... But I tell you what, there's some interesting graves over there.
Who'd you find?
Well, I found Beryl Bainbridge.
Who's she?
She's an author, apparently, I think. Right. Yeah, it seems to ring a bell anyway. But, and Charles Cruft, you know, the one... That's him, yeah, the one who did Crufts. Who else was there? Oh, there was all the Dickens family. Everyone but him. He wasn't there. I don't know. He wasn't there. I saw his wife.
In a pauper's grave.
There was his wife, his daughters, everyone. The thing is, I only wanted to see Buddy Maxwell. I couldn't find him anywhere.
He's in the East Cemetery.
Oh,
for fuck's sake. Go on. Go and have a look.
Oh, go
ahead. See if you can find Legdon while you're over there.
I'll tell you, I'm not hanging around much more after this.
Right. This is the Alters with American Guitars.
They were fading dutifully, they were going to fail at all. Failing came more easily than it did to us all. And I wanted to be there, see them begin. It was easy to see that they were the best man to be in. I gave up drugging when you spiked my drink. Stopped reloading when I could not get in.
This looks like it's going to be the last song. Transmission 250. Ting. Last one is going to be The Colour Field with Thinking of You. We will see you next week for Transmission 251.
kind of sort of know I ought to be thinking of you. But a friendship's built on trust, and that's something you never do. Well, who knows, maybe tomorrow we can share each other's sorrow and compare our graveside manner as we wave our lonely banners. If you ever think of me, I'll be thinking of you. If you decide to change your view, I'm thinking of you. You can walk away from loneliness anytime you choose.
And you're the sort of person that hasn't anything to lose.
But who cares, maybe tomorrow you could lead and I could follow. So walk where angels fear to tread, for everything you've ever wanted.
And if you ever think of me, I'll be thinking of you.
If you can spare an hour or two, you'll know what to do. I could be the one thing there in your hour of need. So if you decide to change your views, I'm thinking of you. Let's roll the dice in a fool paradise, share moonlit nights, breathing nothing but lies. Let's open our eyes. We should take a bus to somewhere else, to something new. Thank God we're alive, and bite off more than we can chew. Do the things that just don't matter. Laugh while others look in anger. Stumble over folly clovers and say goodbye to lonely banners. If you ever think of me, I'll be thinking of you. Through thick and thin, I bear it and grin, but never give in. I could be the one thing in your hour of need. So if you decide to change your views, I'm thinking of you. Thinking of you. Thinking of you. Thinking of you.
You've been legged up. For fuck's sake.
I thought that was just that.